Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa is seeking a temporary restraining order from the circuit court in Hilo to delay the Friday election. Hanabusa says Puna residents need more time to recover from Tropical Storm Isel. Attorney Michael Matsukawa is representing the congresswoman in court.
The State Office of Elections has made a decision that although the conditions are not ideal, they still have the right to vote. We're basically saying that's a theoretical thing, but when you go to talk to people on the ground, it's an entirely different story. And so the question we're presenting to the court is, and the court needs to really pay attention to the reality of what's happening.
The State Office of Elections, meanwhile, has set the one-day makeup election for Friday a state holiday. Voting Services Chief Rex Cadilla is the Office of Elections spokesperson.
In discussions with the Attorney General's office, who was in contact with the Department of Defense, as well as the Hawaii County Clerk, you know, we were happy to hear that roads that were once impassable were now open again, and Keaunapoku was available. That led us in the direction of running an election day for the voters of 0401 and 0402 to bring a close to the 2014 primary for the state.
Cadilla says the use of absentee ballots, as previously proposed, would extend the election for a couple of weeks. Senator Brian Schatz, who is ahead in the Senate race by 1,635 votes, is in Puna assisting with the recovery effort, but is not granting any interviews because his spokesperson says the senator's focus is on helping residents. Attorney Matsukawa says Congresswoman Hanabusa is also in the area.
I know she's in Puna someplace. She has been actually collecting declarations and statements from people.
Cadilla says this is the first time an election was postponed because of a natural disaster, but not the first time a hurricane has had an impact.
In 1992, the then Elections Division conducted the Kauai primary in the wake of Hurricane Iniki, about 8 days. The airports weren't yet fully operational. And as we know, Iniki ravaged nearly all of Kauai. But that didn't delay the primary. The primary went on.
A hearing on Congresswoman Hanabusa's motion is scheduled in the chamber of Third Circuit Court Judge Greg Nakamura at 10:30 a.m. Thursday. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.